This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome inside. Happy Friday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hi, buddy.
Where today is not just any day here on the show. Today is the day. It was 8 years ago, right now, at this moment. A young, enterprising Mike Harmon who would wear jaunty hats and short shorts to work and bring food in said, "Hey, Mr. Jason Smith, how are you?" And a partnership was born. 8 years later, here we are. And since then, Harmon started drinking heavily, smoking, a lot of bad habits.
Everything except the smoking. I mean, a lot of bad habits, a lot of mistakes. It's been the ruination of many, many things, but here we are at the end of 8 long years together.
What do you mean 8 long years? It's the fastest 8 years of your life.
No, it's one of those things, right? It's like with your kids. A day seems like it can be forever. Like if your child's having a bad day or your job, right? You have those days where it's long. And so, but then you look around and it's like, wow, that time really went fast. Right, you blink because all of a sudden your kid's taller than you, and threatening to kick your ass. So I mean, it's all those kind of things.
Okay.
I was speaking for everybody. I wasn't saying my daughters were threatening me.
I don't know if they're like
that was more a general. Let's pull everybody in on this one.
So it's not like Captain America when he fought Iron Man with the Winter Soldier, and it was in the middle of pushing both of them to the side, trying to stay upright. It's not like that.
No. I mean, you try. But you know, you get in defensive mode. But no, it's, you know, we've had some really crazy twists and turns. We've covered a lot of great sporting events. Obviously, a lot of national and international events along the way. That in the style that only we can. And we thank the friends of the show. You'll hear from a couple of them over the course of tonight, commenting on the news of the day. But you know, a nice community and all you out there, whether you love or hate, you keep coming back for more, and well, damn it, we thank you for it.
Do you remember who our very first guest was? First person we own mics on as a guest to say, because you know we usually have one guest a night, sometimes two.
We
don't have a lot, but you know we get one or two guests a night.
Week day one,
Terrell Owens was our first guest. He was our first guest on that night. First guest, like okay.
We got Can we get him tonight? Hey, what the hell do you think of all this AB stuff?
Hey, if you played on Sunday, what would your stat line be from Brady if you really went out? Because he said this week he wanted to go out and play. He said, anytime someone gets waived or cut and it's shocking, hey, I can go play. All right. Okay.
I got a couple of routes left in me.
Yeah. Okay. I bet you if Terrell Owens played, boy, T.O. is still in shape. He's still, you know, he's still big. He can move DBs off the football. I think if he played, well, I don't know how many snaps he could give you, but I could see him catching 2 to 3 passes if he played on Sunday. Like, if he went out to the Bucs offense on Sunday, I can see him catching 2 to 3 passes for about 16 to 20 yards.
Against Carolina, he could be at 80 yards before you blink.
Well, that's true because the Bucs offensive line would keep Brady upright, so that would be a big thing.
Yeah, no, he'd be fine. The Carolina offense stinks. But I mean, we had news from Carolina today, right?
Yeah,
rumors
we did.
and all that fun stuff. So I mean, it's all good. But yeah, I think T.O. could probably still give you a few receptions and a decent yardage count. I mean,
and if his first game
as good
was
a shape
last
as
week,
anybody out there, right?
Like, if he could have jumped in after A.B. left, like, A.B. leaves the field. Like, oh, there goes A.B. And then T.O. comes on the field. He's all dressed. He's ready to go.
Wrestling tag team.
81. I mean, against the Jets, he probably could have caught about 7 or 8 passes just in the second half.
Well, I mean, that was the thing, right, is that role reversal going back to that game is that the Jets were able to run the ball at will. Mm-hmm. Obviously, no Leonard Fournette, but it became the Tom Brady throwing for 400 yards, where the Jets all year, this is where stats lie to you people, they'd been run on all year. And so the passing numbers, like, oh, they've got a good pass. No, they don't. Just teams didn't need to do it because they were able to run the ball down their throats all year. So now it's like, ha, let's do the other thing. And well, L.
So as we celebrate our 8th anniversary tonight here on the show, we got lots of fun stuff that we're going to wind up doing. But, of course, it's a huge weekend in the National Football League, the final weekend. We got playoff bursts up for grabs. We got stats that could wind up being big for players if they wind up breaking records. But it's 17 weeks. Doesn't count. But let's start with this story. This game just completed out of the NBA. With all the attention on Kyrie Irving, he's back. He's going to be a part-time player. The Nets roll to victory. Hey, the Nets. The Nets back at home tonight, which is a disadvantage for them because they don't have Kyrie Irving. They get smacked by the Bucks, 121-109 in a game that wasn't really that close. The Bucks are up by 20 going into the fourth quarter. And for anybody who thinks, look, the Bulls are great. We should be talking more about the Bulls. We had a lot of the Bulls last night on the show. Don't forget that the NBA champions are still the NBA champions. Giannis is still Giannis. 31-9-7 tonight. All 5 Bucks starters in double figures, and the Bucks are still the Bucks. I mean, it's great that we talk about the new teams, and because that's fun, right? The Bulls being good for the first, I mean, this good for the first time in like 15 years is fantastic, right? The Warriors being good again is great. The Suns continuing to play great. All of these are good stories. But you forget, oh, yeah, the champs, because they know what it's like to get through. They're not going to roll to the number one seed in the East after you win a championship. You just don't do that because you know how to meander through and get through to the playoff. As long as you're a high seed, everything is fine. The Bucks are playing exactly how they should be. And here they are. They really put it to the Nets tonight. And, you know, it's not like suddenly the Bucks got so much better than they were last year. But the way the Bucks figured it out at the end of the playoff, and they brought it into this season. I mean, they're still the Bucks. For all these other teams, like, it's like we don't talk about that. Well, they won, and that's it. No, they still got Giannis, man, and I think Giannis proved his worth and how great he is, and everybody that said, oh, Giannis is overrated, and everybody's wrong. Don't forget about the Bucks, because the Bucks are going to be right there when it comes to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're going to be in it, and don't be surprised if they get back to the NBA Finals again, because you forget they were the champs. I get it. They seem like a one-year wonder. Milwaukee's not going to win two in a row. It's Milwaukee. No, Milwaukee still is that good. This is a different year in the NBA. It wasn't about people trading places and getting better. This is about teams sticking with what they had a year ago, trying to see if without COVID, and now COVID is obviously, you know, wreaking its havoc on sports, but if they can have a normal year, another year with all the players in their system, big players coming back from injury, let's see if we can get to where we thought we'd be a year ago, right? It's what Denver's trying to do. It's a lot of teams are trying to do. And the Bucks are like, okay, you guys want to do that. You're still catching up to us. We forget about them, even though they're the champs. It's crazy, but we do. But the Bucks are the Bucks.
Well, but that's the thing. People forget, right? We love the new shiny toy. And we, you know, like you said, talking about the Bulls, and it's midseason, right? Teams are still figuring it out. Guys are going to come back and get healthy. And for teams that have been there and done that and gone into long runs deep into playoffs, you don't expect them to come out all cylinders firing, right? You miss some of the players, either due to protocols in stretches or injuries or a little bit of change in the offseason of personnel. And so you're building a new rotation. All you need to be is in, you know, in that fighting, in the ring, right? Especially when you've got Giannis playing as he does, and you watched him tonight dominate. I don't know why he's still in the game with 3 minutes left when they're really beating the hell out of this team. But that's a whole other thing. And he got his shot rejected. It was a pretty, pretty, pretty crazy thing. But Iowa Sam, fire it up!
Giannis in the paint, pulls up just inside the free throw line and strokes a beauty through from 14 out.
Didn't that just sound poetic?
No, you heard the swish. Swish right there, Bucks Radio Network. You heard the swish.
That means we need more people cheering. Yeah. But that's a whole other thing. I know it's in Brooklyn, but at least hear someone saying, you miss! You can't shoot from there! Because that's that one, that highlight is the one we pull out because, you know, he can dunk. He can lay it in. He's hitting jump shots. Uh-oh. Luke, who learned how to putt. Just 11 of 17, 31, 7 and 9 tonight. He, Middleton getting it done. And then it just becomes and then you had Portis had a big game with 25 and 12. So it all comes down to, all right, what's the rotation of the bench and just get to the dance? Because who do you trust, right? You're excited about some of the others, but we've seen the Bucks come through and cash tickets. So just be in range when it gets to the playoffs and all bets are off.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike, it's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Now, really quick to get into this, because this is something that, you know, this broke at the end of the show last night. Like, we get off the air and I go, I just can't have nice things. I just can't, right? We had the big Knicks comeback last night, the down from 25, and R.J. Barrett hits the prayer that wins the game.
Oh, yeah.
We talked to Mike Woodson on the show last night, who had just as much to say about the Knicks win as he did about Indiana's win. It was awesome.
He was so excited for Coach Tibbs and company.
Oh, he was great. He said he talked to Thibodeau after the game last night. I talked to Tibbs after the game. It was great. I mean, he bleeds New York Knicks basketball. He's coaching Indiana, but he still bleeds Knicks basketball, man. And then the story breaks. Oh, hey, Julius Randle, why were you running up and down the court with your thumbs down a couple of times last night? Oh, no, I know this. I know this. Because he wanted to tell the fans to blank off. Because the fans who were booing, he didn't like that. So he was telling them to quiet the blank out and to not boo anymore. And I'm like, did you not just see what happened with Francisco Lindor and Javi Baez? You can't be that dumb. You can't be that stupid to say I'm going to take on the fans and think I can win and I'm going to put my thumbs down. Fans are going to boo. I'm sorry, but they're going to boo. Now, the good news is he put out a statement today saying that he apologized for that. Hey, I love New York City. I love the fans. Not the first and not the last guy who's going to realize, oh, man, I can't win against the fans. The fans are undefeated. That's the one thing. Fans are whenever there's a player who is upset with the fans and get the fans against them, that guy's going to be out of town at some point. The fans are undefeated. I'm sorry that you're frustrated because this year isn't last year, right? Last year for Randle was a charmed year, right? It was an unbelievable season. I wanted to put his jersey in the rafters last year because it was so great. But this year it's harder because teams are zeroing in on him more, and he's frustrated. I get it. The issue is why he's mad is he's not a one. He's a 1A who thinks he's a one. Because when teams gear up to stop him, he's inconsistent when he's ISO'd. He's inconsistent and can't make a pass when he gets doubled. You can't go to him at the end of games. He's just not a one, but he thinks he's a one. So that's, I get it. That's why he's a shot. I'll take you inside Julius Randle. That's why Julius Randle is the way he is. And he's frustrated. I get it. He's frustrated. He's not a one. He thinks he's a one, but he's not. He's a 1A. If the Knicks had a one and he could be the one, the big who's a 1A, oh my goodness, because he's not Giannis. I mean, the guy is good, but he's kind of a 20 and 10 guy. Last year was a great year, but this year you're seeing, okay, Julius Randle kind of just had one of those years last year. But regardless, I'll say it. Don't tick off the fans. That you're never going to win. It doesn't matter how frustrated you get. It doesn't matter how bad you play. It doesn't matter if you turn the ball over three straight times because you wind up getting doubled and you can't pass out of it, or you're ISO'd and you miss a fallaway jumper, or you miss another three. Don't tick off the fans. Whatever you do, don't tick them off. That's going to hurt you.
Randle asked Wednesday after the Knicks practiced in Westchester what he thought about the negativity that was being laid upon him this season. Quote, I really don't give a blank what anybody has to say, to be honest. I'm out there playing. Nobody knows the game there better than I do compared to what everyone has to say. So I really don't give an S. I just go out there and play. Yeah, somebody's frustrated. Someone needs a vacation. And just a reminder that you're in New York. And as much as I love the city of New York, I had a wonderful visit. People were so kind, from the first guy helping me with Metro tickets all the way to, you know, we landed back here at LAX. It was just a beautiful flow and a lot of positivity. I didn't experience all New Yorkers. There's a percentage that's going to show up at the Garden. They're going to let you know how they feel. And, Julius Randle is realizing that you need to keep consistent and they don't forget playoff debacles quickly in New York.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Just understand, no matter how bad things are, that don't piss off the fans. That's not going to go
well for you.
Just
like us here.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's tough. Do you think there's nice enough when I sit back and go, you know, the listeners tonight really upset me. I'm going to thumbs down to the listeners because you know why? Because they're listening, and I didn't like the listening that they did tonight, so I'm going to put the thumbs down.
Seemed like they weren't giving me full attention. That's right.
Can't do it. I know there's some guys in the car that were only half listening when they were driving. That upsets me. Hey, look, there's a lot of great listeners who listen in cars and everywhere else, but I'll tell you, I mean, just think about that if we did that. Imagine. I'm going to get mad at the that's like, I mean, really.
That guy in Dearborn, Michigan, he was tuned out when I was having a nice rant.
The entire state of Michigan. Let me tell you what I think of you. You know what? I'm going to go the western half of the United States now. I mean, that's what it would be. It's the same thing.
I am outraged.
You're not going to win. Don't do it. Dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not, and if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven, tough, Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Well, I know that you can say Antonio Brown shocked us today, but there was one thing Antonio Brown said today in his ongoing war with the Bucks that shocked even me. What is it? You'll find out next. This is Fox. Happy anniversary. Today's our anniversary.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
With Antonio Brown, we all know his act by now. There's not a lot that can still shock me because it's kind of who he is. He's inevitable. He's the Thanos of the sports world, right? He's the scorpion in The Scorpion and the Frog. You're not going to sting me if I carry you across the water. No, no, we'd both die. Why would I do that? Okay, I'll carry you across, but don't sting me. No, no, why would I do that? Okay, and then halfway over, you stung me. Oh, it's in my nature. This is who Antonio Brown is. You play and you dance with him and you pay. Every one of his teams has had that. Some dances have been longer. Some dances have been an entire night. Some dances have been one dance and you're done. But every team pays after it's done. And now here's Antonio Brown
in the aftermath of quitting on the field on Sunday, and now the back and forth between he and the Bucks, where the Bucks say Antonio Brown left, he refused to go back in the game. Antonio Brown says, no, I was injured, and I talked to a lot of people about it, and now the back and forth between the Bucks and Antonio Brown is getting nasty. I don't feel bad for the Bucks. They knew what they were getting when they signed him. They won the Super Bowl last year. Congratulations. Now you have to navigate the playoffs with the specter of Antonio Brown and anything he can do on social media or interview-wise hanging over you. So good luck with that, Tampa. I'm like a Vegas dealer where I just dust my hands off and go, good luck tonight. Rest of the night, guys. I'm done. I'm leaving. But even AB, Mike, and I know it's shot. Even AB can shock me with some things he said. And there was one thing today he said that I'm like...
Just one?
Well, that shocked me. There were things I said, oh, wow. But something where I go, he didn't really say that, did he? Because I know what Antonio Brown... When he says stuff, okay, I expect it. All right, that's what... Yeah, it's strong things he said. It's crazy things that he says. But there's one thing he said, I'm like, he really said that? He really said that? Here he was... on a podcast earlier today explaining everything going on with him and the Buccaneers, you know, Tom Brady, who Antonio Brown moved in with twice. Brady moved him into his house to get him to be able to play in the NFL after he flamed out from the Raiders, did it again when he got back to the Bucs. And even though Antonio Brown considers Tom Brady a friend, what does AB really think about Brady? This.
Yeah. I'm just a diehard Brady fan.
Listen, man, it is what it is. It's not about being a fan. It's about being a realistic humanity, a human. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about, bro. A Brady fan, Brady can't do by himself. But you guys going to make it seem like he just this heroic guy. Bro, we're all humans, bro. We all dependent on someone else to do the job. Just like your show, you dependent on the video team, the audio team. You count on people to set this up.
Tom Brady. He needs me to play football, okay? Brady isn't all that. Brady needs other people to do it because he's human. For a second, as much as we talk about him, I thought he might have been part cyborg, but apparently he's human. Antonio Brown realizing everybody on Earth is human right now.
Well, that is breaking news right there.
It is. You know, like I expect once in a while someone to rip a mask off, and it is actually some kind of part cyborg. But he really went on and criticized Tom Brady and said, look, Brady's not all that. I mean, he's talking about Brady being his friend, and then he goes right into, hey, you know, yeah, Brady's not that great. He needs other people. He needs me. When he said that, I'm like, oh, they're really, I mean, come on, man. Don't you know if you're Antonio Brown, you want to be taken seriously? And what's the one soundbite that everybody's going to take away from this? When you criticize Tom Brady, who's the greatest quarterback anybody has ever seen, he's won Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, with different players for 20 years. He shows up year one with Tampa Bay and wins the Super Bowl. And so, no. Brady needs other guys. He needs other people around him. I mean, you're torpedoing everything you want to get across with that. Antonio Brown is his own worst enemy because he just can't stop talking. If he was a little bit more, I don't want to say prepared, but thought a little bit more about what he said, maybe he would get his point across. If he wants to get his point across about, I want to play football and I wanted to go back in the game, but I was too injured to, stick to that, man. Stick to I was injured and I have this proof with Bruce Arians and everybody else. But when you go on a podcast and say, Brady's other guy, are you really going to take him serious? I mean, it has nothing to do with the injury part of it because this is his opinion about Brady, and then you have the facts when it came to his foot injury and how hurt he was, but they have to do with one another, is which are you really helping your case and saying, yeah, all this stuff happened when you say that about Brady? If anybody is still listening to you, they're just going to dismiss you after that.
Yeah, I think it comes down to one of the lines in there that really got me thinking in between the rest where I was just shaking my head and I pulled out, you know, I've got one of those little Theraguns, and I made sure that my neck, you know, stayed mobile because it was starting to hurt a little bit because I was just like, really? There's the next unit. And a million questions to be asked if you had the opportunity to just do the sit-down and be like, all right, he's obviously just going to tell you whatever you want. But we use the phrase, you know, that guy showed his ass, right? And it was prompted by him saying he thought about mooning the crowd as he was leaving and mooning the bench. But it's like, the more this gets away from the events against the Jets, it's more the, All right, if you had any doubts, and it's not to say that there's still not a little bit that the Buccaneers have to explain as to just the timing of events, but between the requests for incentives and those reports that came out to make those guaranteed, well, he was told no. Arians yesterday saying, hey, he was complaining about his targets in the locker room that he wasn't getting enough, and that was the first thought that, you know, as we went on air on Monday, as we came back for the new year, is that was my thought. It's like, look at the money, right? It's simple motivation. And, you know, it all unfolds to a point where it's like, how do you back him? Right? Player after player. It's like, yeah, we all got asked to go in and play in. And he talked about taking the shot and the danger of the shot. Like, and this is taking all of it in a big hug over the course of this week, is you know what's in those shots, so don't try to do that. The only thing that in all of it was that he actually paid Alex Guerrero, so that was kind of a big deal, because we know he doesn't necessarily pay his bills. But this thing today was just a wild, rambling question to question, and just going after Brady, who did everything to vouch for you. And yes, did he have selfish motivations because he wanted to win another Super Bowl and knew it would be an easier path if you came in and played like the player you are? Sure. But he also put you in his house. He got you a deal. And if you didn't ask your agent about guarantees, then you're an idiot, right? And you assumed stuff was going to get converted. No, that's not. If they don't have to pay you, they're not going to. That's the way this works. And so the Brady stuff, now a guy that gave you that next lifeline, and in the aftermath, you're going and attacking him. Yeah, anybody that's still on the full side of Antonio Brown is just putting their head in the sand.
Well, look, and that's the thing about Antonio Brown, is that, and this is the big point to make about everything that went on today, is that nothing is ever his fault, right?
Right.
Nothing is ever his fault, regardless as to whether you think he needs help from a mental health standpoint, because look, we jump to mental health issues when someone acts erratically or does things. Now, I don't know if Antonio Brown needs really big help, or if Antonio Brown is just a bad guy. You know, it could be a combination of both.
The two can be, they're not mutually exclusive. That
right.
is damn sure.
It could be both. But the number one thing about why Antonio Brown is in the situation he's in right now, if you want to take everything you've seen, is that nothing is ever his fault. Not a thing. When he left Pittsburgh, it wasn't his fault, right? When he found his way out of Oakland, it wasn't his fault. Right? It wasn't his fault what happened in New England, and this is not his fault either. Everything is somebody else's fault. Tom Brady, who he calls his friend, and then goes on to say those things about Brady. Brady's like, wait a minute, my friends don't say this about me. Nothing is ever Antonio Brown's fault, and it's always something that's being done to him, and he doesn't bear any responsibility. So if you want to talk about a guy getting help or understanding and maybe moving on and making a better life, that's the number one thing he's got to do. Is the overwhelming issue is take some responsibility. Maybe it's not all your fault, right? Because, you know, listen, there's always two sides in the middle somewhere, is the truth. But he is always on the side of, this is not my fault. I did nothing. This is not my fault. And this is what's happening. And here's my proof. And here's this and all. And how many times do you have to hear it to know that, okay, this is where it's at? And he's that guy that you know that always makes excuses when something happens and he does something that there's all the evidence and here's where no, this is not my fault. We all know people like that. And Antonio Brown is the shining example of that. Just take some responsibility. He's not going to, because you could see how he's reacted throughout this whole thing. You know, he's not talking any kind of remorse about, oh, I'm sorry I went off the field, I'm sorry I did this. No, I left the field because I was told to leave. Yeah, Bruce Arians cut you, but did you need to go do that and take your helmet off and shoulder pads off and throw stuff into the stands and dance across the field? No, but he said, no, Bruce Arians made him do that. Nothing is ever his fault. And that's the one constant for Antonio Brown from today all the way back to the issues he started having with Pittsburgh.
Dude, he's been saying, he's gone all Shaggy in every spot, wasn't me. Something else going on. Some other outside forces. They had the problem. I mean, look at the way he described his tenure with the Buccaneers. Like, okay, you won a Super Bowl and you came back. if it was that bad, why did you come back for another year? Why did you agree to a contract that didn't have all you know, guaranteed money? All of those things. The fact that you had to play with not a non-guaranteed contract and the incentive basis for everything kind of tells you where you were at in the league, doesn't it? I don't know. It's one of those. I can't wait to see what the weekend holds. Because if you thought he had nothing to do now, I mean, it'll be full mode.
It's going to be Joe Montana and Jerry Rice's fault at some point this weekend. That's what it's going to be.
There's no question about it. I mean, is he going to go back? Because he showed some love for Ben Roethlisberger at the beginning of the week. Did he think about it more and come back with some other things along the way? And I got to give credit to our guy, Will Blackman, a couple others going, uh-oh, he's drinking the purple drink while he's while he's on that couch doing the interview, too. Which I thought was just kind of a funny little note to it.
When I saw the video, I'm like, he wants to go to the Jaguars. He's wearing the teal and the gold. He wants to go to the wants to play with Trevor Lawrence.
Play with Bill O'Brien, who will quickly trade Trevor Lawrence.
Hey, we'll get to that. He'll trade Antonio Brown, too. We'll get
Trader
to Bill O'Brien.
Bill we'll might be back in business, baby.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. But no matter what you feel about Antonio Brown, is it mental health? Is he a bad guy? He takes zero responsibility, and that's the root of all of his problems. Whether it's not paying a vendor, which he winds up getting in a lot of trouble, whatever it is, he takes zero responsibility. So coming up next, oh boy, do we have something for you. If you like your stories hot and peppered with a little bit of conspiracy theory, and they involve boycotts of the Super Bowl by the quarterback who may be playing in it, oh, do we got a story for you coming up next. Jason and Mike, you are listening to Fox Sports Radio. It's our anniversary.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
My guy.
Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Right now in the NBA, midway through the third quarter, it is all Lakers. They are thumping the Hawks 47-34. Avery Bradley and Malik Monk are your big scorers for the Lakers, who have 15 and 13 points. LeBron James is hanging out with 7. He's overrated. So
a couple of dunks. He looked good doing those. One of them was a cherry-picking effort really early in the game. That was really well done.
Oh, well, that was always my big hoop. I can't get back on defense. I'm tired. Hey, I'm here. Layup. Okay, then I'll get back.
But look at Malik Monk, the last six games coming into tonight. He's been fantastic.
He's been fantastic, man. Yeah. I'm telling you that, you know, this is a guy that when the Lakers got him, I say, boy, he really should be doing more, and now it's just taken him a while, and now it is doing a lot more. Maybe Malik Monk is the missing piece. It could be Malik Monk, the missing piece of the Lakers. We thought it was going to be Talen Horton-Tucker, but it winds up being Malik Monk. Who knew?
May end up trading THT. He had a couple of good games coming back, and then, he makes some really, really bad decisions at times. It's like it's infectious on that squad in terms of taking care of the basketball. So he may find himself on the way out at the trade deadline as, well, we anticipated even before the season that potentially could happen. But
yeah. It just may be LeBron and Malik Monk at the end who's left. They may be the only ones who are left at the end.
And then it becomes NBA Yay. Jam. That's mm-hmm. right.
Well, then I like the Lakers' chances with LeBron. I kind of like it if it's only those two. But if you like your stories, controversial, not really realistic, but with a spice of boycotting of the Super Bowl by the quarterback playing in it, well, then this is a story for you. Boomer Esiason earlier today read aloud a text message that he got on his WFAN radio show earlier today. The text was sent by a person Boomer Esiason claims to be a trusted source. The text said, now this is the second time Boomer Esiason's had a story this week that hasn't really turned out to be true.
Hey, he's now a hot newsbreaker. Are you kidding me? He's got sources.
Either that or he's someone who reads anything you send him. Don't you know he'll read you any text you put on the teleprompter? Oh, Burgundy, I got to fire you.
Like, what do you think it would cost to get his phone number from his producers or from someone in the industry to be able to start sending?
I don't know, man. If I created like what seemed like a realistic Twitter account and slid into his DM, say, hey, I don't know if you believe this, but here's the thing. At the end of the season, the Jets are going to trade Zach Wilson to the Packers for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I have it on really good authority. It's happening. Zach Wilson's on board with the deal. So is Aaron Rodgers. He wants to play in New York. And then 5 minutes later, hey, I just got this text in from a guy that said the Jets are trading Zach Wilson to the Packers. Look at this.
I don't think he responds to fever dreams, but cool.
The story that Boomer put out there was that he got a text from a trusted source that indicated that Aaron Rodgers will threaten to boycott the Super Bowl should the Packers make it that far because he is very upset at the COVID-related rules the NFL has out there. This is what he read, that Aaron Rodgers will get to the Super Bowl and then say, I'm not going to play because the NFL should be changing their COVID rules.
I'm going to play in all the games all season long as I'm available to. But Super Bowl, legacy,
when I can win that game,
being compared to all the one-hit wonders, as they're called. Nah.
I'll skip
that
game.
I'm going to stand on this one.
Hey, Jordan Love, get ready. You're playing, man. Go get him. I mean, come on, man. Seriously? Do you think that was going to happen? What I mean, I could wind up sending a text. Maybe I get on the air at WFAN. Hey, my guy told me that the Mets are going to trade Jacob DeGrom to the Yankees for future considerations. Right? That's what's going to – I mean, come on. First of all, let's just say this. Obviously, and Aaron Rodgers tweeted out fake news. Jordan Love tweeted out fake news. Even Esiason, and they're kind of walking back from it a little bit. But still, I mean, come on, man. You really think that if Aaron Rodgers ever did that, right? If he, let's just say he did. He's not going to, right? He's not going to. But let's just say for a second he did. That suddenly we get to the Super Bowl and media day, everybody is crowded around Aaron Rodgers, and you know, here at SoFi, and he says, I'm not playing unless the NFL changes their vaccine mandates. I mean, it would be a huge story, right? It would be no story bigger than that in the world, right? And you know what the NFL would say? They would say, oh, well, Aaron, I hope you reconsider. We'd love to see you in the game on Sunday.
Next man up, protocol. Sorry.
That would be it. There's going to be no phone call desperate but behind the scenes between Goodell and Rodgers saying, please, Aaron, play. I'll change whatever you want. No, the NFL is going to say, oh, boy, that's too bad. But maybe he'll reconsider. Who knows?
Well, they may call a meeting with him, but, you know, publicly, they're certainly not going to blink. I did like his response, though. Quote, he's told Jordan Love to be ready.
Yeah.
With the crying laughing emoji. And then a list of hashtags. Hashtag direct circle. Hashtag dumbest blanking story ever. And he spelled it out. Hashtag fake news. Hashtag boycott fake news. Hashtag boycott bum. So now Boomer's a bum. Hashtag boycott shoes. Hashtag boycott waterfalls. Hashtag boycott AJ smoking cigars. Hashtag boycott LaFleur's brows. Hashtag boycott Gucci's. I don't know what a Gucci is. I still haven't looked up.
I think it's supposed to be Gucci, and it's not spelled right. Like, maybe he doesn't
like
House of Gucci.
So he didn't like that movie?
Didn't like House of Gucci. No, maybe not. Maybe he didn't like House of Gucci.
I've heard different things. Either it's the greatest movie ever or it stinks, depending on, you know.
Well, I think.
I'm trying to figure out where it is in the middle there.
No, I think it's the little monsters are telling you how good it is. I think that's probably what. You're getting all the good reviews from Lady Gaga fans.
That's
what it is. Yeah, I think. I haven't seen House of Gucci. We're probably going to see, what is it, 335? The 355? Whatever. That's a movie we're probably going to go see this weekend. It's either 335 or 355. I forget.
Yeah, I haven't figured that out. I might go see the Guillermo del Toro movie. Egg Rogers also, hashtag Kurt Banker told me it was you. But I didn't want to believe it.
I'm going to walk away from the Super Bowl because, you know, I don't like the way the NFL is dealing with COVID.
Jordan Love, hashtag I was the source.
I gotta get an email to Boomer Esiason. And as everybody would respond to this, TJ, okay, Boomer. Coming up next, another big story out of the NFL, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.